Chinese, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Dick Huddleston at the hotel talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, I think you're just letting your imagination run away with you, Lum.
Imagine nothing. Let me tell you another thing. You know them two old maids that stop in here, the Rogers sisters?
You mean those two old women that sit here in the lobby all the time?
Yeah, that's the ones.
Yeah, they seem to be awful nice old ladies.
Well, one of them's a man.
A man?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Sarah, she's a man.
You mean the one that's deaf and dumb?
Oh, she ain't no more deaf and dumb than you are.
Huh?
She's just acting that way so she won't have to say nothing and let her voice give her away.
Why, what could be her idea in masquerading as a woman, Lum?
Well, I don't know what her idea is, but Cedric looked over the transom in their room and seen her sitting there in a chair with her feet propped up on the table smoking a big cigar.
Smoking a cigar?
Yes, sir. And that gray hair of hers ain't real. She had it off hanging on the foot of the bedstead. It's a wig.
Well, I'll declare.
And on top of that, this little Gwendolyn's supposed to be Mr. and Ms. Smith's little girl. Calls her mother and father Mame and Duke. Talks terrible to them.
Yeah, well, Abner's telling me about that, and I told him I believe she was a midget.
Well, you're just right, too. I've been looking at her since that time, and she ain't no doubts in my mind about it now.
George, you have got some peculiar people staying here, all right.
Oh, it's got me worried plumb to death. And yesterday, whenever they was having that meeting up there in the room, Abner taking some ice water up there, and they wouldn't let him come in the room. But he overheard some talk.
What was they saying?
Well, he heard this Miss Smith, or Mame, or whatever her name is,
yeah,
saying that she wished the chief would hurry up and get here. That this place was getting on her nerves.
The chief, huh?
Yeah. Abner thought they was talking about an Indian. But I got to studying about it, and I think I've got it all figured out now. They must have been waiting for the ringleader of the gang to get here. You know, they always call him the chief.
Yeah. Of course, on the other hand, now, she might have meant something else entirely, huh?
No, I know I'm right now, for the chief got in here yesterday afternoon.
He did? How do you know?
Well, there was a feller come in and registered, and he's from Chicago.
Well, that doesn't mean he's a ringleader of this gang, Lum. Or even connected with it, for that matter.
I don't know. He was awfully interested in the other names that was wrote down in that registrator. Even asked some questions about them.
He did?
Won't know what Mr. and Ms. Smith and little Gwendolyn looked like. Tried to pass it off by saying he thought he might be some Smiths he knowed once.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Later on, I offered to introduce him to the Smiths, but he said no, he just wanted to be left alone. Rather not meet nobody, just wanted to rest.
Well, wouldn't that make you think that he wasn't connected with them then, Lum?
Oh, no, he just asked them questions at first to make sure he had the right place. That's why he was so interested in seeing who was registered here.
Oh.
But then from there on, he don't want nobody to know he's one of them. Oh, I can see right through them fellas. There ain't been a justice of the peace for nothing, you know.
No. What was his name?
Well, according to what he put down, he calls himself Professor Herbert Collinmore, I believe it is.
Professor?
Found you that ain't his real name, though. Well, I take this place is just full of crooks.
Well, there is something strange going on there. There's no doubt about that. You know, Lum, I think it might be a good idea to get the town marshal to deputize Abner again so that you'll have a representative of the law here at the hotel.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Sure, make him a deputy constable.
Do that. Of course, I've got my doubts if Abner could catch him if they was to tell him what they was going to do and when he's going to do it. Besides, he's too busy doing this bell-hopping to pay no attention to anything else.
Well, I still think it's good to have the law around here, though. We want to protect the good name of the hotel, Lum. And if they are a gang of crooks, well, we don't want them in here. That's a cinch.
No, sir. I'm running a respectable place.
Say, Lum, why don't you get a good detective out here for a few days? Let him look things over and advise you what to do.
Grannies, I might do that.
I believe it's a good idea.
I know Abner can't detect nothing. He's just like an old hound dog that's lost his nose. All he's good for is to sit down and bark after the other ones has done the treeing.
What's that noise, Lum?
Oh, that's the buzzer on the switchboard. Just a minute.
Oh.
Office. Oh, Granny, I forget how to shut that thing off. Manager Eddard speaking.
Who?
Oh, how are you today, Mr. Collinmore? Well, I'm afraid you're too late for that. But if you can wait a few minutes, I think the Widder Abernathy will have supper ready, and we can send it up to your room for you. All right, fine.
Was that him, Lum?
Yeah, that was Professor.
Oh.
Must have been asleep all day. Wanted us to send his dinner up to his room right here at supper time.
Did he say exactly what line of work he's in, Lum?
No, he never. But I'll tell you this, and this is something else that made me suspicious of him.
Huh.
He said he was a ornithologist or something like that.
Anybody, ornithologist?
Sure. Anybody could tell he was American. Yeah, he ain't no foreigner. Nobody can tell me that he is, neither.
Well, wait a minute, though, Lum. An ornithologist is not a nationality. It's a fellow that studies birds.
Studies birds?
Well, sure. That must be the kind of professor he is.
Well, now I know he's a crook. Nobody could make an honest living studying birds. He's got to have a sideline. And I know what it is. It's being ringleader of that gang we got here.
Well, maybe you're right, Lum. That's what I say.
Wait a minute. There comes Abner. I want to talk to him.
Oh.
Abner, where have you been all afternoon?
Oh, I've been upstairs doing a little detecting. Oh, howdy, Dick.
Hello, Abner.
Detecting who?
Well, I was in room 207 right next to them fellas from Chicago. Thought I'd sort of listen to what all they's talking about.
What all they have to say, Abner?
Oh, nothing. Nothing I couldn't hear very good.
Look here a minute, Abner. Just what I thought. Look at them eyes swole up there. No wonder you couldn't hear them. You've been asleep.
What, not long?
Haven't you?
Well, to be right honest about it, I reckon I did sort of doze off a little.
I was just telling Dick about some of the strange things that's been going on around here, and he made a good suggest.
What's that?
Well, Dick thinks, and I do too, far as that goes, that we ought to hire a detective to come here and investigate things for us.
Well, I don't see no use in there. We already got one awful good detective here.
Where? Who?
Me. This is a chance I've been looking for, Lum. I've always known I had a natural talent for detecting, but I never had a chance to use them.
Oh, you got natural talents for sleeping. If you're going to be a detective, first thing you got to do is learn to stay awake.
Well, even detective needs to rest sometime.
Well, I don't know if you ever be a detective or not, but here's something I want you to do.
Huh?
This was Dick's idea, too. I want you to go down to the town marshal's office and have Uncle Henry deputize you again.
I've done did it.
You have?
Why, sure. That'll give you an idea of what kind of a law officer you got around here. From now on, you just leave everything to me.
Well, here, fellas, I've got to get back to the store.
Oh, sit down, Dick. Sit down. You don't have to go yet.
Yes, I do, Lon. It's my night closing time. If anything else develops or if there's anything I can do to help you, why, let me know now.
All right, Dick. Glad you come over.
Yeah, come back and loaf with us, Dick.
Granny's Abner, I feel just like we're sitting right on top of a batch of dynamite waiting for somebody to catch it off.
Huh.
I never thought the hotel business would turn out like this.
Yeah, I wish we hadn't have got into it now.
Oh, I don't wish that. I never would have met Trixie if it hadn't been for the hotel.
Yeah, if you don't watch yourself, that new feller, that Professor Cauliflower or whatever his name is, going to beat your time, too.
With who? Trixie?
Yes, sir.
They don't even know one another.
You just think they don't. I seen them talking together this morning.
Where?
Well, I seen this Professor Cauliflower go out of the hotel this morning, and directly Trixie left, and then I seen them meet down there back at the spring house, and they stood there and talked for a half hour.
Well, I do know. That blame his hide. I knowed I didn't like him from the start, the snake in the weeds.
Lum, you might as well make up your mind that Trixie is in with this gang.
No, sir, I'll never believe that. She's got too honest a face. I don't believe she'd misrepresent herself to me.
Well, you admit yourself you think this Professor Cauliflower is the chief of the gang, and if him and Trixie knows one another...
Wait a minute. Who's that?
Huh? Oh, there's another customer, I reckon. Coming in here, all right. Got a hand satchel there, too.
Granny's business is picking up around here, you know it?
He's a fancy dresser, ain't he? Look
at him. Yeah. Come in, sir. Come in. Welcome to the Mountain View Inn.
You all are say that.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Here, I'll take your hand satchel for you.
Now, if you're looking for a room, just sign your name right here.
Well, I don't know. I want to look at your register first.
Yes, sir. Help yourself. Got some nice people stopping here. You'll enjoy their company, I know.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. John Smith and daughter.
Yeah, that little girl is a midget, though, she...
Shut up, Abner.
Mrs. Sarah and Ella Mae Rogers.
Yeah, one of them's a man.
Abner, will you shut up or I'll whop you on?
I was just telling you.
That sounds like the bunch, all right. Who's the manager here?
Him.
Yeah, Eddard is my name.
Well, my name is Wilson. Could I trust you two gentlemen with a secret?
Oh, my, yes. I'm the Justice of the Peace here in Pine Ridge, and Mr. Peabody here is the Deputy Town Marshal.
Yes, sir. You can depend on us.
Well, now, that's fine. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but you're harboring one of the most notorious bands of jewel thieves in the world here at your hotel. I've trailed them here. That's my business. Here, you see?
What's that? Oh, a badge.
That's right. I'm a detective.
Well, I do know. You're the fellow we've been looking for.
Yeah, we were just talking about sending for one for... We had our speech.
Uh-huh. But if you gentlemen would give me a room and say nothing to anyone about my being here and who I am, we could round up this whole bunch. You can be a big help to me. A big help.
Well, there seems to be no doubt now that the Mountain View Inn is housing a disreputable band. And it's high time that a detective step in and take over. So be sure to join us again on our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.